It's time to adjust that set and turn that dial to WDWNT-TV, our new channel where some of your favorite programming from the WDW News Today YouTube channel is heading. If you want to continue to see Boxed In on Fridays, Park Center on Sundays, and as well our Thursday night comedy variety show WDW News Tonight, you'll have to catch them at their new home, WDWNT-TV. It's easy to subscribe. Just put in the URL, WDWNT.TV. Hit subscribe and make sure you get those notifications. Again, this is the only way you'll be able to continue to see these great shows as they are moving away from the WDW News Today channel permanently. We hope to see you over there at our new home, WDWNT-TV. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for June 25th, 2022. The United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on Friday, making it possible for states to ban abortions outright. The Walt Disney Company then informed all employees that they will pay for travel expenses related to abortion services. Disney said in the communication that they are committed to removing barriers and providing comprehensive, quality, and affordable health care for all employees and their families. This includes reproductive care and family planning. And please, in the comments, don't fight with each other or be mean to each other. I know what's coming. If you could all be civil, that'd be great. The Reedy Creek Fire Department is currently being forced to respond to medical emergencies in regular SUVs as their trucks and rescue units break down, according to WESH 2. Quote, on a normal day, we would have four fire engines and eight ambulances running all of the calls that serve the entire Disney property. Right now, we have only two of our fire engines actually in service, one tower truck, and then we have another crew that's running out of our heavy rescue, which does not have firefighting equipment on there, said John Sheary, the president of the Reedy Creek Professional Firefighters Union. Sheary provided WESH with photos of gear and uniforms in a Ford Escape. Sheary also provided videos of the units breaking down. One showed the gauge shifting into drive, but the vehicle failing to move when the driver stepped on the gas. That vehicle had to be towed from an emergency room ambulance bay. Quote, we've had multiple situations because of how poorly maintained our fleet of vehicles is, where an ambulance will break down en route to critical calls. We had a cardiac arrest call where the responding rescue broke down, and then we had to send a separate rescue to go in and fill in for him. We had an incident where one of our own firefighters got injured on the job and had to be transported, and the vehicle broke down en route to the hospital with him in it. So it's a major safety concern for us. Sheary said he has brought his concerns to the Reedy Creek administration, but they haven't responded. The communications director of the board declined to comment for WESH. They also reached out to every board member, but have not received any responses. A 35-year-old Palm Beach County man was arrested after he was caught carrying a gun, two magazines, and 48 rounds of ammunition when he tried to enter Disney Springs last month, an Orange County Sheriff's report states. Aaron Lopez was charged with carrying a concealed firearm, which is a felony, according to online Orange Circuit court records. Lopez was caught with a firearm when he tried to enter the popular restaurant and shopping complex through the Orange Garage on May 27th, his arrest report said. Lopez set off an alert when he walked through Disney's high-tech security detectors. A Disney security guard reported, quote, I told him I was going to search his bag, and he told me he had a folding knife in his bag. I told him to show me the knife. Then I said I would have to search his bag. Still hasn't put it on the table at this point. Then he proceeds to say, oh, there's something else in here besides a knife that I want to put back in my car. He then promptly turned around and walked away, according to the arrest report. A Disney cast member intercepted Lopez, and the Orange County Sheriff's Office became involved. Quote, we checked the firearm for a serial number. None could be located. We were told by Aaron that the firearm is a Glock clone, and he has to submit paperwork to the state to have a serial number assigned, the arrest report stated. Aaron told me that he had a valid carry concealed firearm license, but none could be located through any law enforcement database. Lopez was trespassed from Disney and arrested. Lopez said he had never been in trouble with the law before, and he has a good job. He carries a gun for protection, he said. Quote, it doesn't matter where I am. I carry a gun with me all times. I can be at a restaurant. I could be at Disney. I don't care. I carry a gun at all times, period. I don't trust law enforcement. I don't trust anybody. At the end of the day, it's the Second Amendment. I'm allowed to bring it. The fact that Disney is a private place and they don't allow it, I think it's kind of stupid. To each their own. Disney Enchantment Fireworks of the Magic Kingdom will be presented twice nightly from July 14th to the 24th. During this time, the nighttime spectacular will be presented at both 9:20 and 11 p.m. Outside of the limited time window, the show will resume its once nightly presentation. Ahead of the 50th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom last year, golden 50th decorations were placed in the flower beds in front of the Main Street train station. These decorations have now been moved to the entrance from the entrance into the hub outside of Cinderella Castle. The ribbon reading, the world's most magical celebration, and a 50th anniversary medallion remain in the flower bed. But one golden 50 previously sat on each side of the station, and in the photo you're seeing now, you can see when the flowers had once tried to overtake the decorations. The golden 50s have now been moved to the empty grass spaces next to the moat of Cinderella Castle. All this simply so they don't have to replant flower beds at the train station. That's pretty ridiculous. But yeah, that's what happened. They just put them in the middle of the grass. There's no flowers around them. Just at least there, you don't have to do any sort of maintenance. News today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, and just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip now through July 31st, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults, and tickets do not need to be used during this time frame. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. After a mellowed Disney's very merriest after hours party last year, Walt Disney World is finally kicking the holidays back into gear with the long-awaited return of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at the Magic Kingdom in November and December. The dates for the event are November 8th, 10th, 11th, 14th, 15th, 17th, 18th, 20th, 22nd, 27th, and 29th. And in December, the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 6th, 8th, 9th, 11th, 13th, 15th, 16th, 18th, 20th, and 22nd. The prices will range from $149 to $199 per person for each event. Weekdays are usually cheaper than weekends, and prices will also go up the closer you get to Christmas. So expect November 8th to be about $149, December 22nd, obviously, to be $199. Returning festivities for the long-running party include Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade, Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks, and the return of Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration, the Castle Stage Show. Special overlays will return for the Tomorrowland Speedway, Space Mountain, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, and as well the Mad Tea Party. A Totally Tomorrowland Christmas and the Disney Junior Jingle Jam will also be back, not to mention sparkling decor, a magical snowfall on Main Street, and of course plenty of special merchandise and treats. Three new photo opportunities will also be available, and guests will receive a 50th anniversary commemorative keepsake. Tickets go on sale for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on July 7th. Be sure to grab them before they're gone. Of course, the holiday season in total at Walt Disney World will officially begin on November 11th. Since we're halfway there, Disney has announced all of the offerings that'll be available. Theme park icons will continue to become beacons of magic, but also celebrate the season with holiday projections. This also confirms pretty much that, again, the Cinderella Castle holiday dream lights are dead. They're not coming back, and they will not be back this year yet again. Santa Claus will return to all four Walt Disney World theme parks and Hollywood Studios. He'll appear in his own holiday motorcade, while he will have to wave to guests from a flotilla on the Discovery River at Animal Kingdom. Santa will meet directly with guests of the Magic Kingdom and Disney Springs. Last year, he only appeared in distance meet and greets. Obviously, those are no longer a thing at Disney World, but we assume you'll be able to meet him up close and personally this year. Santa will also appear as part of the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. Of course, holiday decorations will be all around Walt Disney World. The Disney Springs Christmas Tree Stroll, presented by Advent Health, will return. Snow will fall in the town center. And of course, some Walt Disney World Resort hotels will display artisan-made gingerbread creations. The exact resorts have not been announced yet. The popular Merry Menagerie will be back on Discovery Island at Animal Kingdom, my personal favorite. You can watch our video right here on YouTube if you've never seen the awfully cute offering. And over at Hollywood Studios, Olaf will appear once again in the finale for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. And Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar will become Jock Lindsey's Holiday Bar, featuring Yuletide decorations alongside festive food and craft cocktails. The Epcot International Festival of the Holidays will return on November 25th. And as always, the festival will include plenty of holiday kitchens, the cookie stroll, and of course, the iconic candlelight processional at the America Gardens Theater. No narrators have been announced as of yet. You can watch a performance from last year on our YouTube channel if you'd like. And for its very first holiday season, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind will have a holiday overlay, including a playlist of seasonal tunes instead of the current classic hits. Of course, the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special will premiere on Disney Plus this holiday season. We expect there to be some sort of tie-in between the two. In honor of being halfway to the holidays, Disney also offered a sneak peek of the holiday merchandise coming to the parks. These spirit jerseys are inspired by Pixar and vintage Christmas sweaters. The Pixar jersey is off-white with a red check pattern on the bottom half. Holiday versions of various Pixar icons are on the back, and a Mike Wazowski wreath is on the left breast. The other spirit jersey has white and green stripes patterned with candy canes, lights, snowmen, and hidden Mickeys. Happy Holidays is across the back. Meanwhile, these Pixar ornament ears will pair well with the Pixar Spirit jersey. Features Ham in one ornament ear and Bo Peep Sheep in the other. The headband and bow are striped green and purple with a small blue present at the center of the bow. Or you can go for a classic look with these green velvet mini ears with a sparkly red bow. The ears are lined with white pom-poms and a large pom-pom is at the center of the bow. Store all your Christmas candy in this Loungefly mini backpack featuring a peppermint Mickey on the front. The rest of the bag is teal with patterned candy canes and gingerbread men. A t-shirt inspired by the defunct 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea attraction at the Magic Kingdom has joined the 50th Anniversary Vault Collection. It's available at the Main Street Cinema in the Magic Kingdom, fittingly enough. The shirt is $36.99. Some fun facts. Some people think this was an opening day attraction. It's actually not. It opened on October 14th, 1971. The shirt does feature the logo as it was seen on the attraction poster back then. Guests visiting the Tune-In Lounge at Hollywood Studios can now rest their feet when standing at the bar. Foot bars, or you want to call them foot rails or bar rails, whatever you want to call them. They've been installed on either side of the counter. Tune-In Lounge doesn't have stools at the bar. Instead, guests can just stand there now or sit in one of the nearby seats. It's unclear if they're ever going to bring the stools back. Some people seem to believe that this rail means they're not going to, but nonetheless, it's there. Of course, Primetime Cafe, which is what this establishment is part of, just unleashed a new menu. If you haven't watched it yet, we have a video review of both this and the new menu at Sci-Fi that I went out to try personally. Be sure you check out that video. Disney has released details about the reopening of the Top of the World Lounge, which will now be a villain's lair for a limited time at Disney's Contemporary Resort. It'll open to members of the Vacation Club on July 11th. Eligible Disney Vacation Club members with access to membership extras who are staying at a Disney-owned and operated hotel at Walt Disney World Resort, whether they booked with vacation points or cash, will have access. Guests staying on the members' reservation may accompany them. Eligible members can enjoy the lounge with one party per day. The lounge or lair will be open from 6 p.m. to midnight daily. Check-in starts at 5:45 p.m. Complimentary parking for DVC members will be available starting at 5. Eligible members must present their digital member card and photo ID. The lounge will be available on a first-come, first-served basis until it reaches capacity. The lounge will have blackout dates for holidays and special event nights. So far, the following dates are blocked out. That's July 3rd and 4th, and December 30th and 31st. There will be new villains-themed food and beverage options, including the seven-layer cake. Boy. No outside food or beverages may be brought in. There will also be new furnishings and artwork, and classes and events at Top of the World Lounge will be announced later. Here's the backstory for the villain's lair from Disney. Quote, discover the untold story of this covert hideout for some of Disney's most dastardly villains. Even the ruthless have to relax. Whether pursuing puppies or stealing souls, messing with a mermaid or belittling a beast, evil doing is exhausting. Trust me, I know too. And since a dishonest day's work is frowned upon by mainstream masses, the deliciously devious decompress away from judging eyes, hiding deep underground or on the top of the world. Swapping stories of sabotage and toasting with tales of terror, the unsavory unwind in places inaccessible to the innocent. So when our own Top of the World Lounge temporarily closed its doors atop Bay Lake Tower at the Contemporary, it didn't take long for the idle enclave to become the devil's playground. We're not sure how they got here, but we can only guess by monorail, but we do know they were here. For when we returned to reopen this picturesque place for mingling members, we found stuff left behind by these hustlers in a hurry. Curious couture from their wicked wardrobes, artwork befitting their ghastly galleries, and rebellious recipes for their cunning concoctions. That's when we did what many great cast members have done before us. We gave the place a longer name. Welcome home. I have to say kudos to Disney making fun of themselves in this. This is fantastic. Welcome home to the Top of the World Lounge, a villainous lair. Like the best Disney stories, it's a place of magic with a touch of tragic. I think that might be, I have been doing this for 15 years as of next month, that is the best Disney press release they have ever written. Not only is it well-worded, it pokes fun at themselves and their own practices in a really cute way. It's really great. The Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review has returned to Pioneer Hall at Fort Wilderness after over 2 years. And of course, we were there for the very first show. We were also there for a preview show the night before that, in fact. So what you can do, if you want to watch the whole revamped show, you can right here on YouTube. The whole hour and 7 minute program is available. There's also a video review of our food and beverage experience right here on the channel as well. If you'd rather read about all the changes or read our review of the dining experience, that's all at WWNT.com as well. Disney announced in April that Narcoossee's at the Grand Floridian Resort would be closed for refurbishment starting on June 18th. However, the restaurant has not yet closed and the refurbishment has been delayed 1 month. Narcoossee's will now be closed beginning July 14th and into late 2022. Holiday celebrations will return to Disneyland Paris with Disney Enchanted Christmas this year from November 12th, 2022 to January 8th, 2023. Disneyland Park will transform with twinkling lights, fairy tale decorations, and of course a giant Christmas tree on Main Street. Mickey and friends, Disney princesses, and Santa Claus will appear in the daytime and nighttime versions of Mickey's dazzling Christmas parade, and they will stop during the parade to dance, sing, and turn on the Christmas tree lights. Characters will also appear in their holiday garb for meet and greets, and Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, and Goofy appear in Let's Sing Christmas at Videopolis in Discoveryland. Specialty food and beverage items to indulge in will be available throughout the parks and the hotels. And Disneyland Paris also teased that they will have an unforgettable New Year's Eve party on December 31st. And don't forget, if you want to hear all about the holiday celebrations at Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, we'll talk about those on Disneyland News Today, which is released on Thursdays right here on this channel. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the top stories in a quick, concise, and fun format. Then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/WDWNT or watch episodes on demand anytime. Or subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.